Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley from sipandom.com, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And in today's episode 698, you're going to be guided in a meditation using a mudra meditation technique. Now, our theme for this week happens to be slowing down. So every day this week, in this week's seven-part episode, we always share a seven-part meditation episode customized around a theme, so you can really focus and go a little more deeply into the theme as you explore it throughout the entire week. All the meditations are customized around this slowdown theme. And so you discovered on Sunday, you don't have to listen to the meditations in any order, but if you are following them in order, every Sunday is when I launch into a brand new meditation series, and we do a visualization meditation. Monday, we do an affirmation meditation. Tuesday, I share a breathing technique. So in yesterday's meditation for Tuesday, I shared a breathing technique to help you slow down. And in today's episode, which is for a Wednesday, I'm sharing a mudra. Now, if you're not sure what a mudra is, mudras are simply a way you position your hands that activates your nervous system, sends a signal all the way to your brain, and it activates a particular part of your brain. It stimulates it. It's very similar to acupressure or yoga. You know, when you stretch into a pose in yoga and you activate a certain part of your nervous system or your brain, well, it's the same with mudras. Mudras are a way you position your hands. In fact, they're often referred to as yoga in your hands. Now, I will say that today's mudra, which is the Shakti mudra, is a little bit trickier than most of the mudras that I share. And you'll probably need to head over to Sip and Om, my website there, to take a look at the photo for this week's mudra. And you can also find the mudra at Sip and Om's Facebook page. I have a photo of me doing it in front of a beautiful fountain along the beach in this seaside resort in Florida where I live. And it's actually at a spa. It's a natural healing water spa. This spa is almost 100 years old, but the waters there are thought to be very healing and therapeutic. So I was sitting there in this beautiful day, and our challenge this week is all about you slowing down. And if you want to join the challenge, I do a challenge every week customized around the weekly theme in our private Facebook group, which is free, and you can join that over at sipandom.com's public Facebook page. Just send me a message asking to be added to the private Facebook group and I'll gladly do it. Or, of course, you can find a link to join the private Facebook group in the resource section of any meditation series on my website. You could head over to the Slow Down meditation series and just request to be added, and you will be added right away. So the theme of slowing down has us doing a slow down challenge, where I've challenged you to notice just going throughout your day, not doing anything in particular to go out of your way to find a way to slow down. What can you do to discover how you can slow down right where you are with whatever's going on in your life right now, and whatever happens to be near you and around you, how can you slow down? So many times we feel like when we do something for ourselves or we do any kind of self-improvement, we feel like, oh, we need all these things and we need to go out and get this or that and we need to take a class or a lesson and we have to go somewhere unique or special. But honestly, those things can just become distractions. I encourage you always to make your meditation ritual very portable so that you can do it anytime, anywhere. Make it a little bit rough around the edges, I like to say, because you want to be able to do it whether you're in a crowded airport, whether you're in a park and it's a beautiful day and you just want to sit down and meditate, but there are people all around you. You want to make sure that you can still meditate. If you feel like everything has to be so quiet and perfect right there in your meditation space, I can let you know that I've worked with literally thousands of people over the years, teaching them how to meditate. And many people who have such high expectations where everything has to be just so, usually do not stick with their meditation ritual. Allow yourself to just be completely distracted sometimes when you meditate. Allow yourself to be uncomfortable where your legs are hurting and aching. You can't stop your thoughts from running 24/7. Allow yourself to be distracted and irritated and all the human emotions we all go through, because that is life. That's going to happen whether or not you want it to. And so your meditation ritual, especially the techniques I share with you, are for you to use regardless of what's going on in your life. And they're for you to slow down. You can hear me, my voice is a little bit scratchy, but I'm still going to record this meditation for you because I don't think you'll mind if my voice is so scratchy. And if it is, I think just from what I've shared with you, you'll be able to manage it just fine. So let's get you going on your slow down meditation using the Shakti Mudra. This is a powerful mudra. If you are familiar with yoga or some of the ancient Indian yogic philosophies, you will have heard of Shakti. Shakti is considered to be the goddess of life, of vitality, and that primal energy. And many people think of her, especially in India, as a mother or a companion who helps to guide us and comfort us in times of loneliness, or if you feel just all alone and isolated where you can't relate to anyone, this is a mudra for you. It's also a mudra that will benefit you if you have difficulty sleeping. And I've heard from several people telling me that they do this mudra regularly when they have trouble sleeping and it benefits them. Now, I will say that, as I mentioned, this mudra is a little bit tricky to do. In fact, it kind of hurt my fingers when I was stretching them into this mudra. Just do the mudra as best as you can. Again, you'll want to take a look at Sip and Om Slow Down series to see a photo of it, or my Facebook page at Sip and Om. And to do it, though, I'll explain it to you. You're going to use both of your hands and just hold them right there in front of your chest. You can hold this mudra for 10 to 15 minutes at a time, several times a day for the best benefits. Now, as your hands are just right there in front of your chest, bend in your fingers And just touch your knuckles together on both of your hands. And now lift up the fingers, your little finger and ring finger, and have them lifted upward, touching each other. So the pads of your little finger and your ring finger are touching each other. And your index finger and middle finger are still folded or bent downward. And just tuck your thumb in the space between your index finger and your middle finger there. That is how you hold the mudra. Now, as you hold this mudra, I'm going to guide you in a meditation. So let's get you going in your meditation. Sit up straight wherever you are. Stand up straight. You might be listening to this as you do errands or run around your home. Begin to relax the different areas of your body where you may hold tension. Close your eyes gently. Keep them slightly elevated. Relax your face and your jaw. Soften your throat and your neck and your shoulders. Feel the tension drain down your spine, releasing it. Relax your chest and your arms and your hands. Rest your hands on your lap for now. Relax your hips and your thighs. Relax your knees. Soften your calves. Relax your feet. Relax your stomach. As you inhale through your nose, feel your abdomen rise upward as you oxygenate your entire body. And as you exhale through your nose, feel your abdomen sink back downward. Beautiful. Notice how you feel, releasing any remaining tension, breathing into it. Eyes gently lifted upward to keep your thoughts uplifted. Now, if you so choose to do this Shakti Mudra, you can do it now. You can also do the meditation without doing the mudra. You're still going to receive many benefits. So, if you're doing the mudra, your hands are in front of you. Lift up your ring fingers and your little fingers and touch them together. Touch the pads of your little fingers and your ring fingers together using both hands. Touching your little finger and ring finger together. Keeping your middle finger and your index pointing finger, keeping them folded into your palm. And the knuckles, your first set of knuckles, are touching each other. And your thumb is folded right into the little space between your index finger and middle finger. They're kind of wrapped around your thumb. Now inhale through your nose. And exhale deeply and slowly as you hold this mudra several times. As you focus on slowing down this week, this is a mudra to mentally form an image of some protective source, something you visualize that helps you to feel protective. It could be a spiritual or religious image. It could be a guardian angel. It could be someone who looks after you. Maybe a relative or family member, whether they're living or not. It could be someone very wise who you admire. Visualize this person lifting you up and supporting you. Inhale through your nose. Exhale slowly and deeply. Forming this mental image of someone who looks after you, someone who protects you, someone who guides you. Inhaling through your nose, and when you exhale, exhale slowly and deeply. Visualizing with your eyes gently uplifted, forming a mental image of your guardian. Inhale through your nose. And exhale slowly and deeply, focusing on your guardian. Holding the mudra for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, releasing it at any point. Now ask your guardian what you need to help you slow down and become more connected in your life. And see if anything comes to mind, any insight or awareness is revealed to you. Listen carefully. You hold the mudra, inhaling through your nose, visualizing your guardian, eyes gently uplifted, and exhale through your nose slowly and deeply, requesting guidance from your guardian. Someone who has your best interests at heart. Continue your meditation, listening for the answer from your guardian for what you need to slow down and feel more connected in your life. And when the music stops, when I stop guiding you, this is your time to go more deeply into your meditation. Meditating to the point where you could go just a little bit further, always ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.